Okay, good morning, Rabosai.
Boker Tov.
Boker Tov.
We just left off, and we had mentioned the Avni Miluim here, who was trying to explain what was wrong with Karka, right? Assuming there is something wrong with Karka, what was wrong with Karka? Let's remember the different opinions we saw. It could be that there's nothing wrong with Karka at all. That was the Sherry Karban. Problem was if you then cut it, but if you're going to give it while it's attached, maybe there's talk of nothing wrong with Karka. He wanted to read that into the Rambam, and perhaps you could read that into Rashi as well, who basically, both of whom don't really address this issue. Then we saw the possibilities of Psol Chefta of Sefer, or Psol Chefta of Davar Nita Miyad Liyad, or perhaps a problem in the that there's no mice in Asina. Then the question is, why is there no mice in Asina? So the Ritva says, because you need the ability to Mekayim Krakat Shuto. Or the simple shot that the Ramban assumed is that, no, you just can't do Benasan. But why can't you do Benasan with Karka? So the Avnei Miluim said, this works very well with the Shita of the other Rishonim against Rashi and Dafayin Zayinim at Beis, who say you can't use Kenyan Agav to give the woman a get. Why can't you give the woman a get through Kenyan Agav? So the Rikva and Ran there say, because it's not Benasan B'yada, and you need Benasan B'yada. So here, the Avnei Miluim understood, I mean, that pretty strong shot, that you need a Maisa of Benasan B'yada. It's not enough to just have a Kenyan. You need a Maisa of Benasan B'yada, and Agav is not Benasan B'yada, so too, as long as it's Karka, you can't do Benasan B'yada, because you can't put the Karka in her hand. You can't even put it in her chatzer. You could just give it to her through Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka, but those are not Benasan B'yada. Okay, then the last thing we pointed out was that Avnei Miluim said, what about for Rashi? So it could be for Rashi, you'll just take one of the other approaches. And he wanted to say that for Rashi, and here he got into the last thing we said very quickly, and it was you have to make a lot of assumptions to justify this. For Rashi, anytime you transfer, the man transfers Karka to the woman, that's Kli Gitzech Miyagavi Karka. She needs to be an active participant in the Kinyan. Only by Metaltalin can he just put it in her hand or her chutzer and have her be passive about it and be Mekayim Nisina. Okay, so what I just wanted to follow up on a little is this question. What does Benasan B'yada mean? Remember, we discussed this a while ago. Does Benasan B'yada mean you need a Kenyan or just a Maisa Nisina? Here, we're just asking the converse of that question. Does it mean you need Mamish, a Maisa Nisina L'yada, or is any Kenyan good enough? So what does, my mind blew. What does Benasan B'yada mean? Does it mean Davka Yad or Chatzer, because that's the reboy of Gaga Chatzera Vikarpifa Minayin, or does it mean any Kenyan? So this came up in the Ayin Zayin of a Beis. What came up in the Ayin Zayin of a Beis? Kenyan Agav. Does Kenyan Agav work for a get? Right? Can the husband say, I'm giving my wife this house, and Agav the house, I'm giving her the get? Rashi thinks it works. And many other Rishonim there say it does not work. And why? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva and the Ran, they all say, Lo Mahani, you can't accomplish a divorce through Kenyan Agav. Why? The Ritva and the Ran, at least, say explicitly, because Be'inan V'nasan B'yada V'leka. Okay, so that's where this Machlokas gets started, right? Rashi thinks you can use Kenyan Agav. Apparently, he thinks V'nasan just means to be magnet or make it become her property. While the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva, the Ran say you can't use Kenyan Agav. And maybe the reason is, and this is explicit in the Ritva and the Ran, that's not a kiyum of Anasan B'yada, because you need Davka, Nesina B'yada, Davka, let's call it Kenyan Yad, and not just any kinyan that works in dini mamonos. It's a specific maisa and not just regular dini mamonos. This Rabbi Akiva Eger assumes that this any buy in the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi on our Mishnah, more or less, right? The previous Mishnah said that you can write it on the Karen Shel Parah and give her the Parah. And the Yerushalmi has a suffix. Rav Zera Voi Kumi Rav Mana, Moshe Lav Mosera Mahu. What about Kenyan Mesira? There's a Kenyan called Mesira. Okay, without getting into the machlokes, haposkim, whether we pass Kenyan Mesira works and where it works, etc. But there's definitely Kenyan Mishas, at least according to many Tanoim and Amram, called Mesira. And Kenyan Mesira is that you hand over the reins. Excuse me. Right? I want to sell Isaac my animal, so I take the reins of the animal. You know, that's the strings that hold it. And I hand them over to Isaac. You need me yado, li yado. We say, I just directly hand them over to him. Meaning, I don't just say, oh, like take the animal, he picks up the reins. I hand him the reins. Okay, that is Kenyan Mesira. So the Yerushalmi's subject is Kenyan Mesira work. Midas adin atomer nik demekach v'hachat amar hachin. On the one hand, al pimidas adin, din meaning dini mamonos. It works in dini mamonos, the valid Kenyan, so it should work by get. Oshnia he, or maybe it's different. You have to put it all in her hand. It says Rabbi Akiva Eger in the piece that I put on the Makoros. How about the Yerushalmi has a Ibaya about Kenyan Mesira? So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says this is the tzad sheni of the Ibaya, that it doesn't work. He says, this is the Ibaya. Then he wonders exactly, how did all the Rishonim define Zion, assuming they all knew the Yerushalmi, right? We're a little misupik, historically, how much Yerushalmi Rashi knew. Certainly all the other Rishonim knew the Yerushalmi, right? The scholars are not sure exactly how much Yerushalmi Rashi had available to him. But definitely the Ramban, Rashba, Rich, and Ran had a set of Yerushalmi available to them. So Akiva Eger says, okay, I don't know how they picked which side of the Yerushalmi the Bavli holds like. They must have had some reason that we don't know, that they assumed the Bavli had like one side. But says Rabbi Akiva Eger, this is Gufa, the Ibaya of the Yerushalmi, and that's the Lashon. It's Dine Mamonos, Nikne Mekach, versus Menasa V'yada. Do we assume Menasa V'yada just means Dine Mamonos? Excuse me. Just means that you have to be Machne her the get? Or do we say no, Menasa V'yada is a mice in a scene of V'yada? And it's not B'yada, she's holding the reins, but she's not holding the cow, so it's not B'yada. So you could say that this is the Ibaya the Rishalmi. However, it's been pointed out that you could also say that this is not the Ibaya the Rishalmi. You could actually say both Stadim the Rishalmi hold the same way. For example, the Tosos Rid on the Rishalmi, again, the Tosos Rid on the Rishalmi is not the Tosos Rid on the Bavli. Right, Tosos Rid on the Bavli is Rabbi Yishaya Ditrani. A Rishon, Trani is in Italy. The Tosfos Rid in the Yerushalmi is the Ridvaz, who I think was at first maybe originally the Avbezin of Slutsk, and then briefly briefly the Rav of Chicago. I think in our afternoon shiur we mentioned how he left Chicago after messing with the Shechita Mafia and almost and being locked in the meat freezer and almost dying, and then came to Eretz Yisrael, made a big yeshiva here. So the Ridvaz was a Akron from about 100 years ago. So the Tosos Rid, he says, he doesn't directly address our Inyan. He just says, I don't think this is what Rabbi Akiva Eger, I don't think Rabbi Akiva Eger is right. Says the Tosos Rid, but what the Tosos Rid is saying is both Stadim could hold any Kenyan is good. There's just a side problem here, right? He doesn't directly address our Chakira, but he could say, no, both Stadim are hold that any Kenyan is good enough. So the first Tzad makes a lot of sense. Right? It works because the valid Kenyan. What is the second side? He understands the second side, and here he makes an assumption. The assumption is the Gemara says in Kenyan Mesira, you have to have Mesira Miyado Liyado. I have to put the reins in your hand. The Tosos Rid just makes one little assumption. His assumption, but it's a very reasonable one. Since you need to hand it from hand to hand, therefore, let's say, again, my two hands are different people, and this is not a pen, this is the reins of a cow. So if I hand it to, Reuven hands it to Shimon, now Shimon's holding it, that's not a valid Kenyan Mesira. That's his assumption. It's only a valid Kenyan Mesira at the moment that Reuven hands it to Shimon. That's his assumption. It doesn't mean if you put it from hand to hand, it's now a Kenyan Mesira. No, now it's nothing. And now it's nothing. Only at this moment when they're both touching it, is it a Kenyan Mesira. Only at the moment of Yad L'Yad is it a Kenyan Mesira. Says the Tosos Rid, if the Kenyan is only at the moment of Yad L'Yad, then at the moment of Yad L'Yad, what would the Bavli call that problem? The Bavli would say that's even worse than get biyado mashicha biyada. Even worse than the get in her hand and the string in his hand. The get's in both of their hands. If the get's in both their hands, that's a lack of krisos because he hasn't totally given it to her. He's still holding on to it. And Kenny Masira would have a technical problem. The technical problem would be, since it's only kona when the ba'al, this is the ba'al, this is the isha. Since it's the isha's only kona when the ba'al's also holding it, since the ba'al's holding it, it's not krisos because he's still holding the get. He hasn't separated himself from the get. So therefore, he says, tad bet is... It doesn't mean nasa biyad mitzad ma'is nesina. It's nasa biyad that means you need it to be hers and he can't still be holding on to it. Parallel to what the Bavli calls krisus being in veleka. So this is a technical problem. Of miktsas yad habal. That's not a fundamental problem. That it needs to be biyada and that kinyanim don't work. Kinyanim do work. It's just a technical problem that if there's a kinyan that only works and the husband's holding it, that's not good because the husband's also holding it and he hasn't done krisos. And the Bavli would call that krisos being a veleka, and the Rishonim called it vinasim biyado, and not that he's still holding it, and not that he's still machzik biyado. Sorry, vinasim biyada, not that he's still machzik biyado. Okay, that's a Tosos Rid. Of course, there's a third way of reading this. The Stipler says something similar to this. Maybe I'll say it in a way a little different, but you could understand. Ula yesh lomar. Then no, both judim hope you need the sina biyado. Everyone agrees it needs to be mamish biyado. What's the machlokes? Machlokes here is a chakira. We discussed this chakira when we learned Maseches Bava Metzia, the first paragraph of Bava Metzia, which was, I think, many years ago. I don't know how many people have been around since then. When was that? Only 7 years ago. 7 years ago, we discussed this when we learned Shnayim Oksin. It's an interesting question. What is the Yesod of Kenyan Mesira? It's not clear why Mesira is a Kenyan. Meaning, it's not learned from any pasuk. Why is Chazaka a Kenyan? It's a pasuk. Why is Shtar a Kenyan? It's a pasuk. Why is Kesef a Kenyan? It's a pasuk. Why is Ma'os a Kenyan? The Mandor Ma'os Konos a pasuk. Why is Mashicha a Kenyan a pasuk? Why is Chatzar a Kenyan, et cetera, et cetera. There's no pasuk for Kenyan Mesira. So what? Why does Kenyan Mesira work? So there are different ways of understanding Kenyan Mesira. The Rimigash in the Shidim Govetzes in Bava Basra that I put in brackets here has a nice formulation. He says, Kiman de Nakat La Biyade. Dummy. It says, if you're holding the whole thing in your hand, meaning when I give you the reins, since the reins represent the animal, when you're holding the reins, it's as if you're holding the animal. And others assume not that way. They assume it just symbolizes that you're trying to be Konev. So it's an interesting question. What's shot in Kenyan Mesira? Is it that holding the reins counts as holding the animal because the reins encapsulate the animal? Or no, it's just a symbolic transfer. Right? So it could be, you could say everyone agrees that you need, like the Avni Lum says, everyone agrees that you need Davke Kinyan Yad. The Machlokas is, what is Kinyan Masera? Tzad Echad says, Mahani. Masera Havi Ki'ilu. Habehema biyada. maybe the secret of Mesira, and there's other possibilities, we're not going to get to it all now, maybe the reason Mesira works is Ke'ilu I'm holding it all. After all, the reins control the animal. When I hold the reins, it's Ke'ilu I'm holding the animal, and especially something like an animal. It's also discussed by boats, right? No one's going to say Mesira by a wristwatch. But things that you can't really hold in your hand, maybe holding the reins counts as holding them, so it is Ke'ilu it's in her hand. And Sad Beis says no. Oh, Mahani. They would say Mesira. Eino. Ke'ilu. Nimtza b'yada. No, Kenya Mesira does not work because it's as if it is in her hand. It's different. It just symbolizes that I want to give it to you. And maybe that's why the Gemara says, I can't do Kenya Mesira from Hefker. If something's Hefker, I can't pick up the reins. Only if it gives me the reins. Okay, give me the reins. It symbolized that he wants to give it to me. But that has nothing to do with holding it in my hand. So Kobi Chakira and Kenya Mesira is Kenya Mesira Ke'ilu, the animals in my hand. When the reins are in my hand, the animals in my hand. Or no, it just symbolizes the fact that we want to transfer something. Okay, so basically this Rishalmi, Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes, right? He has like one quick line here. He says, he bins and niradu ibayidul ishita bi Rishalmi. Right, this din of whether you need biyada, mamish, or just a kinyan, is whether mashal yide kinyan ve'ena biyada is moel is ibayidul Rishalmi. But you don't have to do it through Rabbi Kiva Eger. You could say, no, for sure any Kenyan works. The Rishalmi's just bringing up a technical side problem that the husband's holding onto it, which is not just the woman's not holding it, but the husband is holding it. That's a fundamental technical, that's a serious technical problem. Or you could say, no, the Rishalmi totally agrees that you need Venasim Biyada Pshuto Kit Mashmo. The only reason Rishalmi is so big about Mesira is because maybe Mesira is Ke'ilu, it's in her hand, and that's the whole chap of Mesira is that whoever's holding the reins is Ke'ilu holding the animal, or maybe it's not Ke'ilu holding the animal, it's just demonstrating intent to transfer. Okay, this Chakira, of course, has many other nafkaminas as well. Basically, how many kinyanim you can think of, that's how many nafkaminas there are to this Chakira, right? Does every kinyan work if the husband gives the get to his wife that kinyan or not? Agav, Mesira, just some of the others that are discussed, and we didn't discuss all of them, but we discussed here, for example, another nafkamina is Kinyan Suder. Kinyan Suder, which is called Kinyan in Shas, right? Or Chalipin, right? What if the husband gives his wife a get through Chalipin, right? What happens? The wife gives her husband a pen and says, in exchange for this pen, you're giving me the get. Is that a valid divorce or not? So it says, Mefurish in Bava Vasar, Ma get to Lav Bar Kinyan. Okay, the context is not really so relevant there. They're just trying to make an Okimta and a Heichi Timtzi of certain Shchibira case there. They say, maybe the Heichi Timtzi, the Okimta of the Brisa, is that the husband did a Kinyan, is that the man did a Kinyan Suda. He says, no, because it also mentions get. And obviously, Kinyan Suda doesn't work for get. And then they go on and say, okay, so, okay, obviously, Kinyan Suda doesn't work for get. Why doesn't Kinyan Suda work for get? So the Tosas Rush has a formulation that finds Zayin with Beis. On that machlokes of Agav, he asked, in that case, he's not getting involved in the machlokes of Agav. There's a case. The husband needed to give his wife a get, and he was a shivira. He was dying. He couldn't get out of bed. How does he give his wife a get? And it's Shabbos. He can't get out of bed, and he can't do 39 malachos. How does he give his wife a get? So the Tosh Rashi asks, why doesn't he just give it to her through Chalipin? He says, no, because the Gemara of Asher says Chalipin doesn't work for divorce. Right? Mishum dechsev v'nasan ve'inzu nesinan. He gives a reason, because that's not called v'nasan. Okay, interesting. Mishum dechsev v'nasan ve'inzu nesinan. What does this mean? Why does Kinyan Suder not work? So one way of understanding it is that Kinyan Suder, hold on, Kinyan Suder, we know the answer. Lo Mahani. That, we know it doesn't work. The question just why? So according to the Ritva and the Ran and etc. Nicha. It's obvious why it doesn't work, because it's not v'nasim biyada. It's a Kenyan, but it's not v'nasim biyada. Chalipa is the most not v'nasim biyada. I'm not giving it to you at all. I'm just like, you're acquiring it through a trade. But according to Rashi, if Kenyan Agav works, why doesn't Kenyan Suda work? So you can't say it does. It Avada doesn't. Before it doesn't. So here, the so suggests, and this, it's not mochrach. It would fit the lashon of the Tosos Rush, but it's definitely not mochrach. The Ktsos answers for Rashi. I don't mean he holds like Rashi. The Ktsos doesn't prefer Rashi, but he always tries to, just like in our sugya, tries to answer for both tzadim. So the Ktsos answered for Rashi that it's a psul of selling as opposed to giving. Right? He says it's not because you did a mamonistic kinyan that's not actually physical in the scene of yada. That's not why it doesn't work. The reason it doesn't work is the husband has to give his wife a get for free. And here he's not giving it to her for free. He's selling it to her in exchange for value. And he says maybe that's what Tosfos Rosh means. Vinasa means to give for free and not to sell. And therefore, that's a different point. You can use any kinyan you want according to Rashi. You can use agav. You just can't use chalipin because that's selling it instead of giving for free. And it has to be given for free. Right? L'chor, the same would be true for kedushin, I would assume. Let's say I told the wife, I'm conditionally tabasu, I'm selling you the ring and you owe me money for it. L'chor, that wouldn't be good. I have to give her a free thing. Not free, but for kedushin. Okay, that's kesef. This is shtar. It's not necessarily the same. But that's how he explains Rashi. He hints there's another way to defend Rashi, which is, we know there are some things that cannot be acquired through chalipin. There are some things you can't use to do chalipin. But there are some things that not only can't you give them to someone to do chalipin, you can't even give someone a pen or a kerchief and acquire them through chalipin. Some things are not acquirable through chalipin. The only thing that's explicit in Shas that's not acquirable through chalipin is matbeya, money. Money is not acquirable through chalipin. Why? Because money's value is more abstract. So there is a sheet out there that a shtar can't be acquired through chalipin since its value is more abstract and not concrete, not physical. So you could defend Rashi a different way. The reason kinyan tzedakah doesn't work is because you can't transfer a shtar. It's a purely dini mamnis. You can't transfer a shtar through chalipin. Okay, you have to see if Rashi holds that. If he doesn't, I don't know. But the Ktsos says, he says, well, even if you can transfer a shtar through chalipin, I have a different answer. But
Rebbe, how about an isha?
Can you transfer an isha through chalipin?
No. Can you be kona an isha with chalipin?
Aha. So that is a discussion in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Gimel. Yes. I think we learned that together once, and we possibly right. Cannot. The question is, why can't you? The question is, why can't you do Kiddushin through chalipin? The question is, why can't you? So let's assume that within the Shita, you'll say, because it's not like a regular concrete object that you purchase and that it's fundamental that you can't do it. Although we saw there's a machlokas where there's only a technical problem, a fundamental problem. For sure, you cannot do kedushin through chalipin. That we paskin. The question is just why? Okay, so it fits well. Why? Because it's not actually acquiring a concrete object. Or that even in Ine Mamonos, Ein Shtar, Nikne Bachalipin. Okay, there's a lot more to say about that, but we won't get into that now. The other thing I mentioned here was the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel makes a diuk in Tosfos that I'm not sure is justified. Not me who's not sure is justified. The Rebbe Kivyeger is not sure that it's justified. Our Tosfos said, let's review what our Tosfos said. Our Tosfos said that Odo Marie, the Mistaber de Inha Isha and Chaf Aleph and Beis, Mistaber de Inisha Kona is a get because of Gabi Olish Lotus Nakov, a woman's not Kona to get on a Nutsus Nakov, the Mashiach is a Sobagba, so through Mashiach or Agbaha, calls Marshall Paskin because Allah, as long as it's still drawing sustenance from the ground, because Mashiach and Agbaha is not Kona Karka. Can Armina Basamach, Macher Balzron of Alotus, Lokana Shiach, it was run, like it says in top of Chaf Beis and Aleph, that if the guy wants to sell the plants, it's not a valid Kenyan until he does chazaka. Avol b'mshicha sa'atzis lo kane, but mshicha doesn't work. The kati chashiv mechubar m'shas mshicha, because it's still mechubar l'karka, and mshicha doesn't work for karka. V'adim achshar abai. Okay, what does Tosfos say? If you write it on an atzitz nakov, on the ale of a plant, on the plant growing in an atzitz nakov, you can't give it to her through mshicha, or hagbaha, because it's karka. So the Beis Shmuel said, and just like it says in the Gemara Daf Chafezim and Aleph, only Kenyan Chazaka works. So the Beis Shmuel reads something into this Tosfos, which is not Mefurish. He says, what is Tosfos saying? Meshicha and Hagbah doesn't work, but Chazaka does work. Tosfos never said that. Tosfos says Mashiach and Agba doesn't work for a get. Just like in Chafezim and Aleph in a business context, the Gemara says Mashiach and Agba doesn't work, but Chazaka does. Now, the Beis Shmuel just finishes off the sentence in a way that Tosfos may or may not have wanted to finish the sentence. Just like in a Mamonos context in Daf Chaf Bet, Mashiach and Agba doesn't work for an Otzitz, something growing in Otzitz Nakov, only Chazaka does. So too by Gittin, Mashiach and Agba doesn't work, only Chazaka does. And that's what he says. He says, Im Asta Chazaka Migureshet. So says the Beis Shmuel, what about Kenyan Chazaka? Right? Chazaka, she, I don't know, plows, she digs, whatever, she digs a little furrow next to the plant of the Otzitz Nakov. So says the Beis Shmuel, at least this pasuk, the Beis Shmuel, he says it works. Okay, that works very nicely. Maybe he's even daik in Tosos, that Tosos like Rashi. Any kinyan works. Kinyan chazaka is clearly not nosim v'yada. It's just one of the kinyanim in Shas. He thinks kinyan chazaka works. And therefore, if I write it on a flower in an otzitz, on a plant in an otzitz nakov, and she digs in that otzitz nakov through a chazaka, she's now kone that plant, and she's divorced. Because chazaka is a valid way of doing divorce. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you're medayik Tosos all wrong. They're both medayik and Tosos, two opposite things. Beishul's medayik and Tosos, since he compared it to a mum in this context of the Achav Ben Amid Aleph, where chazaka works, he means chazaka also works for get. And Rabbi Kiva Eger makes the opposite diuk. He says, what are you, crazy? Tosos just says, he can't divorce her unless he's mafsik the anika, unless he breaks the, he interposes something and breaks the vision, breaks the line of sight from the hole in the planter to the karka and turns it into metaltolin. He says, why didn't Tosos say they'll just do a kinyan chazaka? Why did Tosos say mafsik yanika? He should have just said, leave it where it is and do a kinyan chazaka. His diuk is obviously Tosos chazaka doesn't work. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is medayik the opposite in Tosos. He says chazaka doesn't work. Why does chazaka not work? Chazaka doesn't work because, excuse me, because it is not v'nosim b'yada, and every kinyan doesn't work, only v'nosim b'yada works. Again, gaga chatzeichu karpifa kinyan chatzar, counting as yad. This also, I think this is all we have on the sheet. This comes up in a few other contexts as well. Based on this Tosos, Tosos says, Mashiach and Agba is not going to work because Mechover LeKarka. And Mashiach and Agba doesn't work for Karka. The one could be Medayik from Tosos that Mashiach and Agba do work for Gittin. In which case, what about Kenyan Mashiach? Agba, do Kenyan Mashiach of Agba work? Tosos a little medoyik that they would, because Tosos says he can't give it her through Mashiach and Agba because it doesn't, Mashiach and Agba is not applicable to things that are Mechover LeKarka. Sounds like a normal get that's Tolosh, I could give her through Mashiach and Agba. So it sounds from Tosos like, let's say it was a Tolosh get. What's the example? I just wrote it on a bicycle or a cow. Then I could give her the cow through Mashiach, she'll pull the cow. And I could give her the bicycle through Agba, she'll pick up the bicycle. It sounds from Tosos like Mashiach and Agba works. Is this true? So the Rav Chaim held, and this was in the footnotes in the Rav from one or two, however many Makor sheets ago. He quoted Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says, why do they fold up the get and put it all in her hand? Because what's in her hand is Kinyan Yad, is Menasa B'yada. What's sticking out of her hand is only Hagbah. She's only lifting it. And Hagbah doesn't work. Rav Chaim held Hagbah doesn't work. So this is the Grach Mipi Ashmua. He says Hagbah doesn't work. Why? Because you need Davka Yad. And Hagbah and Mashiach are not Kinyan Yad. They're Kinyan Hagbah and Mashiach. However,
what's the Hava Mina for anyone to even think that a Mashiach Hagbah would work? I mean, it's clear, simple, pashut, that it's binasan. It has to be given to her, not that anything that she has to do. That's a basic principle. If it's what she's doing, it doesn't count. How could any of these even think of working?
Aha. So Morty's asking, this is a question you should know, Morty. This has bothered me very much. Not necessarily be Ikaron. I think I have it straight, but in terms of presentation, which is, there's a 500 there's an elephant in the room, as it were. The elephant in the room is tligitech megabi karka. Forget about what type of kinyan has to be done. If the woman takes the initiative instead of the man, that should be a problem. Tligitech megabi karka, perhaps, if that's what tligitech megabi karka works, and all mashiach and hagbah is the woman taking it from al gabi karka instead of the man giving it to her. So that Morty's just saying it doesn't work for a different reason, if I understand Morty correctly, because he's not doing it, she's doing it. That's called tligitech megabi karka. It's just not so pashut. Many of the achronim do not assume that's a problem, because anachanami, if she walked over to it in the street and picked it up, that would be tligitech megabi karka. If she walked over it in the street and started pulling it, that would be tligitech megabi karka. But if the husband hands it to her, he takes the cow and he says, here, take this cow and pull it, and she pulls it, I don't know if that's tligitech megabi karka. If the husband gives it to her and she lifts it up, I don't know if that's tligitech megabi karka. So this depends, I admit. Morty will claim that I'm guilty of not giving a thorough, organized presentation of all the different shitas as to exactly how to define tligitech megabi karka, which makes it hard for us to know what is and what isn't of soul tligitech megabi karka. I will plead guilty. I'll have to see what I'm going to do about that. But Morning, you're absolutely right. All these things could be more complicated because you could say the psul tligitech megabi karka, which is basically the last line in the Avnei Milum we ended the last year with. He says, even according to Rashi, it might be psul tligitech megabi karka. So I will just say, you're right, let's leave that as in sort of asterisk here, but let's see what we could do analyzing it from the perspective only of how he gives it to her, leaving aside tligitech megabi karka here, because after all, he could put in her hand to do mashiach or agbah, and it's not clear to me that tligitech megabi karka. The diuk of Tosfos is that it works. That would work great for Beis Shmuel, who says Tosfos holds like Rashi, that all kinyanim work. But it would not work so well if Tosfos held like the other Rishonim. So the diuk of Tosfos is that it works. So that would be very, very nicha for Rashi. But even for Tosfos, there are two ways to say that Tosfos holds like the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran. One way is the Toras Gittin. Okay, I should have put these in brackets, but the Toras Gittin is it quoted by Rabbi Eger? Maybe not. The Toras Gittin, if you want to know where it is, it's on the Shulchan Aruch. Toras Gittin, by the way, is the Nesivos. He wrote Perushim on everything and called them different names. Mostly, he wrote Perushim on many parts of Shulchan Aruch, called each one a different name. Nesivos on Mishpat is very, very famous. That is on Choshen Mishpat. He also wrote the Chavos Das on Yoredeya. Chavos Das, Yoredeya. He also wrote many others, and on Evan HaEzer and on parts of Orach Chaim, he called each section something separate. I don't know why. So the Nesivos is Perush only on Hilchos Gittin is called Toras Gittin. It is. Here's my Toras Gittin. It says right here, Toras Gittin, Chidushim Ubeurim al Hilchos Gittin. And Chidushi Alachos al Maseches Gittin. So he has on Maseches Gittin, which is found in the Bar Ilan. He also has on Hilchos Gittin, the Shulchan Aruch, which is not found in the Bar Ilan. Okay, you see, by the way, in this volume, it happens to be that it also comes with the Kehilas Yaakov of the Nesivos, which is on various parts of Orach Chaim and Evan HaEzer. Okay, it gets a little random what he calls his parish in different parts of Shulchan Aruch. But in any case, what the Toras Gittin says, and where would this be? It would be in Kuf Lamed Tes, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Se'if Pesvav. He doesn't have Sifkatans in that point. It's just on Seif Tesvav. He says no. He says Mishicha and Hagbaha. Are equivalent to Yad. He says Mishicha and Hagbaha are equivalent to Yad. And therefore he says Anachanami Tosol's Mishicha and Hagbaha works. But they still would hold that Chazaka and Agav and Kenyan Sudar on a very fundamental level and Kenyan Shtar and whatever else we might think of don't work. Why? Because Hagbah and Mashicha count as Yad. Because what's the point of Hagbah? I'm lifting it up. If I'm lifting it up, it's Ke'ilu, it's in my hand. I understand maybe it's only a little in my hand and the other part's not in my hand. Or maybe I'm lifting it up on a seesaw and it's not in my hand at all. I'm just lifting up in a seesaw. But when I am raising it, it's ke'ilu, it's in my hand. And likewise, Mashiach, I'm really just pulling it. But that's ke'ilu, and maybe I'm even pulling it without touching it. I can pull it with words. But nonetheless, that's ke'ilu, it's in my hand. The whole point of Mashiach is ke'ilu, I'm bringing it into my rishos. Ke'ilu chatzer. The whole point of Agbah is ke'ilu yad. So therefore, like we said about Mesira, it could be Tosfos just hold that Hagbah and Mashiach count as Kenyan Yad. That's what the Nesiva says in Torah's Gittin. He says, Lefiani is Daiti, the Mashiach of Hagbah mold the get of Echlal Yadahu. Mashiach and Hagbah count as Yad. How does he know? Because even in Metaltalin, we darshan Mashiach and Hagbah from the word Miyad Amisecha, Amma Mashiach of Hagbah, Echlal Yadahu. Okay. Seems to be a good raya. In Metaltalim, we say Mashiach and Agbah works because it's called Biyad. So that shows Mashiach and Agbah counts as Yad. The last thing I'll end with is...
One second, Rabbi.
Yes.
I have a note on that from the adding from the Nesivos. Kivan, because of Agbah, Einu Moi La Beget, Koshalo Notla Biyada, Nishum Shabeget Zerich Dafka Yada. So if the Agbah is done...
Are you sure that note is quoting the Nesivos or yeah. And not someone else?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, look, with all due respect to your notes, let me read you from the Nesivos, right? Let's all be maskin that it's better to read from the Nesivos than from the Sifta. Let me read you the Nesivos. Are you ready? Says the Nesivos. I think I have it here. Give me a second.
It's just a technicality, isn't it?
No, it's not. Listen. Hagba o Mashiach shelo biyada. Hagba o Mashiach even not in her hand.
Oh, interesting.
Like she causes it to rise.
Yes.
Etc. Yesh la'ayin mihani. Yesh la'ayin if it works. Ulafiani is daiti. The Mashiach hagba mo will get a call yada. Who he's dafka saying even if it's not in her hand it works. So with all due respect to the Masechta, I mean, unless he changes his mind the rest of the page, and I don't think he does, I'm not going to reread the rest of the page to see if he changes his mind, but certainly that's goof what he's saying. Whether or not it's physically in her hand, Mashiach and Agbah is ke'ilu it's in her hand. Yeah. Okay? With all due respect to the Masechta note. But on the other hand, I'll just end with this Rabbi Kiva Eger that's on the sheet. What does he say about Tosfos? He also says about this Tosfos. He says he's medayik from their lashon that chazaka doesn't work, which proves that they're against Rashi, like the Ritva and the Ran and Dafayin Zayin. And then he says, why does Tosfos imply that if Mashiach and Agbah would work, it would be okay? Because it would be in her hands. What does Rabbi Kiva Eger say? What Rabbi Kiva Eger says is, he says, this is, I think, what Chaim was quoting. I don't care who the Masifta attributed it to, but it's really Kiva Eger. Tosfos means it's in her hand. And she is Kona by Mashicha or Hagbaha. The way Rekiva Eger reads Tosfos is that Tosfos doesn't mean that Mashicha and Hagbaha works. Mashicha and Hagbaha don't work because Kinyanim don't work. Only Nesina B'Yada works. But you need Nesina B'Yada and a Kinyan in order to be divorced. So he has to put it in her hand, and even when he puts it in her hand, she also has to do a Kenyan. So let's say he puts it in her hand, but it's in her hand in a way that it's not, it's also on the ground, right? If something's in her hand, let's say I put the cow in your hand. What do you mean put the cow in your hand? You can't fit it all in your hand. Let's say I put the bicycle in your hand. What do you mean your hand? You can't fit it all in your hand. I have to put the bicycle in her hand, and she goes like, bah, I have to put the cow in her hand, and she does Mashiach. So whatever Chaim was claiming the Nesiva said, I don't believe the Nesiva said, but Rabbi Kiva Eger definitely said it. And Rabbi Kiva, so therefore, again, how do Mashiach and Agbah fit into this? Rabbi Chaim held Mashiach and Agbah don't work. She didn't even ask Yada. Yad or Chatzar? Because Chatzar is a reboy of Gaga Chatzar, Vikarpifa Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Vinasim Biyada Mikal Makom. Yad or Chatzar? and I yadar chatzar, I could put in her hand, put in her chatzar, or chafal from an aleph. I could put it in a chatzar and make that her chatzar. That's like putting in her chatzar. But it has to be putting in her hand or her chatzar. So Mashiach HaGbah don't work. Tosa says Mashiach HaGbah do work. That would work fine for Rashi's derech. But all the Achronim try to rescue Tosos and fit in Tosos with the derech of the other Rishon and Dafai and Zayin. How? Either Torah's Gittin says Mashiach HaGbah conceptually counts as in her hand. Or Kivi Eger says, no, he makes a physical Okimta. Physically, it's in her hand, and she's doing Mashiach. It's in her hand, and she's doing Hagbaha. And then, one thing where Kivi Eger does not make 100 million percent clear is that, why does it need to be in her hand and do Mashiach? In her hand and do Hagbaha. Like, why do you need two things? So whenever you need two things, you have to ask, are they Tzedinim, or are they, you know, two steps to accomplishing one din? So it could be that it's two steps. It has to be in her hand, but since it's only partially in her hand, she has to do Mashiach to extend her reach virtually. It has to be in her hand, since it's only partially in her hand. If she does Hagbah, that makes it as if it's all in her hand. So it could be that he's like half the Nesivas. Hagbah is like it's in her hand if it's partially in her hand. Mashiach is like it's in her hand if it's partially in her hand. Or it could be that he's saying you need two things. Or it could be he's saying you need two things. What are the what could Rabbi Akiva Eiger means? Maybe what Rabbi Akiva Eiger means is what does Rabbi Akiva Eiger mean? He could be right, just yada, and he is a modified version of the Nesivos, I mean Taurus Kitten. Or he could be saying, no, you need both Nesina Biyada and Hakna to accomplish Gerushin. To accomplish Gerushin, he needs Nesina Biyada, the mamish physical Nesina Biyada, or Chatzera. But he also needs, besides Nesina Biyada, he also needs Hakna. In which case, we then have three shitas, what Gerushin is all about. Remember, if Chaim held Gerushin about as a Gerushin is, sorry, then we have three shitas, what Gerushin is all about. According to Rashi, Gerushin is all about Hakna, nothing to do with the Sina Biyada. In which case, let's just summarize. For Rashi, Gerushin is just Hakna. For the Ksos, remember the Ksos we saw earlier, it's just about Nesina Biyada. Because remember, the whole sheet of the Ksos, I'm not going to chazer it now, but the Ksos we dealt with on Daf Chaf, right, who says, you don't need to be machner her the get. You just need to do a mais Nesina. Therefore, it can be Yisra Hanan, there's no kinyan Yisra Hanan, there's no problem. Therefore, he says, it doesn't actually have to belong to you as long as it doesn't belong to her, etc., etc. And the third shita would then be maybe Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who would say, no, you need Hakna'a plus Nesina Biyada. It needs to be in her hand, and besides being in her hand, you need Hakna'a. So therefore, you need to put it in her hand. And if it's not all in her hand, she also needs to a kinyan Mashiach or a kinyan Hagbah or something like that. But maybe Rabbi Akiva Eiger means, I can't prove it, he could be a modified Nesivos, that you need two things in order to divorce. But whether or not Rabbi Akiva Eiger means it, it could very well be, and here I'm not sure, because you can never tell. It could also be Rabbi Chaim means that. Because Rabbi Chaim, Mipi Ashmur from the Rav earlier, was very clearly thought they needed to be Machna to get against the Ksos. Yet Rav Chaim, the Rav quotes right here, who says it has to be all in her hand, says you need Dafka Yad. So, now, it could be those Rav Chaims are not supposed to work together. Maybe one is shot in the Rambam, and the other is shot in Halacha L'maisa, B'choshish Sham Shita, meaning you can't necessarily bring a Raya. One Rav Chaim, I think, was saying is shot in the Rambam, probably, or shot in the Gemara. The other is saying is Halacha L'maisa. Just because a brisker's machmer or something Halacha L'maisa, you know, might in Hilchas Gittin might just mean it's a Shita, not that he thinks so. But maybe Rav Chaim would also hold this way, that Nasim Biyada means two things. It means Vinasim Biyada, and it means a Kenyan. Okay, so This is basically the end of our Yesodistic discussion of what Vinasa Biyada means. If there's no other questions, we will continue in the Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara then. Says the Gemara, we're on Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph on the second line. Atzis shel echad is ram shel acher. Here's just pointing out there's a funny dini mamnis situation. If one guy owns, and the Rishonim say, you could do it even without one guy owning the atzis and one guy owning the zraim. It's just an illustration. The same would be if one guy owned both of them. So if one guy owned the actual pot and the other guy owned the plant, machar bal atzis bal zraim, if the guy wants to sell his pot to the plant owner, kemen shemashav kana, the pot is metaltalin. And therefore, the pot is not growing, the pot is metaltalin. Therefore, mashicha's kona, machar bal zraim bal atzis. But if the guy who owns the plant wants to sell the plant to the pot owner, lo kana shechbig zraim, then he can't be kona through mashicha, as we just saw Tosas quoted earlier, because the plant is considered karka, because it's in an atzit nakav. So therefore, he has to do a chazaka, or he has to do a shtar, just chazaka is the easiest way. Atzit zraim shel echad, if one guy owns the atzit and the zraim, and machar la acher, and he wants to sell them both to someone else, hechzig zraim kana atzit. If the buyer does a chazaka to be kona the zraim, then he's also kona the atzis to kenyan agav. Zel shoshanim in the chas v'shein l'akreis nickname in the chas v'shein l'akreis kesef dar chazaka metaltlin to be kona nickname agav karka.
Do we assume that the dirt goes is the zraim is also the dirt?
That's a good question. Where does the dirt appear? Right, meaning the atzis and the zraim. How about the dirt? Which way is the dirt? Is a fascinating question. The truth is, I haven't really thought about it. Which way does the dirt go? And that is Taka, a fascinating question. On the one end, you could say the dirt is not growing, so the dirt is metaltalin. It's just a bucket of dirt. On the other, you might say no, since it's called soil. Since the soil is mechuber to the soil in the ground, the soil also counts as part of the ground. So which way does the soil go? The truth is, my intuition is that the soil is considered metaltalin. Can I prove it? Now you've made me curious. I'll just look in the Shulchan Aruch, see if anyone says anything. Do any of the Nosei Kalim say anything about the soil? The Nosei Kalim do not. I don't see the Nosei Kalim Shulchan Aruch saying anything about the soil. But my intuition is that the soil is also talish. The soil is not growing. The soil is talish. I just can't prove it. Okay, but it's a good
question. My thought was that the soil must go with the Zeraim. It's like we have later on in the Gemara. Without the soil, there are no Zeraim. I mean, the Zeraim are presumably growing.
Yeah, it's a good question. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, we'll leave it at Sarachian. It's a fascinating question. And I think we'll just have to leave it as Sarachian. I don't see an obvious discussion about this. Okay, Sarachian. In any case, Hechzik ba'atzis ha'atzis lokona chiyachzik zraim. If the guy was machzik on the atzitz, if the guy did chazaka on the atzitz, now he's doing chazaka on the pot, which is chazaka metalkalim, which is meaningless, then he's not kona anything, neither the zraim, because he didn't do chazaka on them, nor the atzitz, because chazaka doesn't work on them, until he does a chazaka on the zraim. Okay, now the Gemara has another case. Nakbo ba'aretz, v'nofo b'chutzlaretz. You have something in an atzitz nakov, the whole meaning. The pot is found in Eretz Yisrael, the hole is in Eretz Yisrael, but the branches where the fruit grows are in Chutz Laretz, right? So it only goes sort of one direction, right? Here's the borderline, the pot's down here, and it grows, and all the branches are in Chutz Laretz. So does that count as Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz? Not for me, of course, for Trumas or Maestros. So Abai Amar Basar Nakbos Linan, we follow the Nekev. Rav Amar Basar Nofos Linan, we follow the Nof. No one argues when it roots. meaning what does it mean when it roots? So Rashi says, okay, the Mayim Chaim in the back questions this a little, but we'll stick with Rashi for now. Rashi says it means the roots grew through the hole into the actual ground. The roots go through the hole into the actual ground. It's mamish, attached permanently to the soil of Eretz Yisrael. Then everyone agrees you go by the roots. They only argue with the lo ashrush if the roots didn't go through the hole. It's only rooted in the pot. So do we go by the hole is in Eretz Yisrael, or by the branches? The branches are in Chutz Laretz. Okay, then the Gemara asks a few technical questions. Will be the ashrush lo pligi. Batanan shte gago zol shte sorry ginos zol gabi zol v'yerek bein tayim. Right, if there are two, let's just draw some pictures. Why not? Here is Eretz Yisrael. Here is Chutz Laretz. Here is your pot with it, and here is your tree, etc. Fine. How about the what are the shtei ginos? Here is Reuven's gina, and here is Shimon's gina, and a yerek is growing like this. So, who gets the yerek and bini mamonos? Right? Rav Meir Omer Shel Elyon. Rav Meir say it belongs to Reuven. Rav Yehuda Omer Shel Tachli says it belongs to Shimon. So doesn't that, and there it's clearly rooted in the actual ground. So doesn't that show that they argue whether you follow the roots or you follow the branches, even when it's rooted in the ground, against what the Stam of the Gemara says that by the Ashras lo pligi. No, Hasim it's a kind of time. Amr of Meir, Mam Yirta Elyon, Litos Afro, Ein Kan Yerek. Amr of Yudam, Mam Yirta Tachum, Malasin, Ginos Afro, Ein Kan Yerek. No, that's a different specific machlokes in the Imamunos. That has nothing to do with where you attribute the plant to. There was more a question of who has rights over it. Because Reuven could say, if I took away my dirt, nothing could grow there. And Shimon says, if I filled in the dirt, there would be no space. Meaning Shimon's dirt makes a Shimon. Without Reuven's dirt, it wouldn't grow. Without Reuven's soil, it wouldn't grow. And without Shimon's empty space, it wouldn't grow. So that's a different machlokes in Dine Imamunos. How can you say they don't argue when it is rooted in the actual land? If there's a tree that's partially in Eretz Yisrael, partially in Chutz Laretz, all the fruits are a mixture of Tevel and Chulin because the tree has a half and half identity, according to Rebbe. And Rosh Shimon Gamliel are a God of Chayiv Chayiv, a God of Tor Potter. That no, whatever's on one side of the line is Chayiv, whatever's on the other side of the line is Potter. Again, here you have Eretz Yisrael. Here you have Chutz Laretz. And here you have a tree. Boy, I really am an artist. And on the tree, of course, are growing delicious fruit. Okay, I'm going to not press my luck. And, you know, anyone wants to sell this sketch when I get famous, please feel free. Rebbe says all the fruits are half tevel, half chulin. Shimon Gamliel says no, the Chutz Laretz fruits are chulin, meaning they're potter, and their 12 fruits are tevel. So what is the machlokas here? The machlokas is Rebbe goes by the roots, and all fruits come from the roots that are half and half. And Rav Shimon Gamliel goes by the nof, by the branches. And wherever your branch is, that's where it is. So doesn't that prove they argue even if it's ashrush? So the Gemara says, my lav mixes no forts, mixes no pochots larts. Isn't the case that some of the branches are here, some of the branches are there? Lo, mixes shrush and barts, mixes shrush and pochots larts. No. It's that half the roots are here, half the roots are there. And really, everyone agrees you go by the roots. Just half the roots are in Eretz Yisrael and half the roots are in Chutz Laretz. In my time of Shimon Gamliel, if half the roots are here, half the roots are there, and everyone agrees, follow the roots, that everyone should agree it's half and half. Why does Shimon Gamliel say not the way? Because there's a big rock here that divides the roots of Chutz Laretz and the roots of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Shimon Gamliel says, you go by the roots. But the Chutz Laretz fruits only come from the Chutz Laretz fruit only comes from the Chutz Laretz roots. The Eretz Yisrael fruit only comes from the Eretz Yisrael roots. And therefore, everything has its own status. Then my time at the Rebbe, the Hadar Arvi, because the Tsunma, the rock stops, and above ground, the rock only goes a little bit above the ground. But over here, mixed in together. So it gets mixed in together. So what's their machlokas? Avir here doesn't mean air. It means things in the open air. That Rebbe holds that the part I circled in bluish purple, whatever it is, that the part of the trunk that's above the ground mixes it, and now it's all mixed, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. It's all shayach to both roots. It mixes the roots, and therefore it's all half and half. And Rishon Leil says, no, the part above the ground doesn't mix it. Whatever is directly above these roots is attributed to these roots. Whatever is directly above those roots is attributed to those roots, and end of our sugya. Okay, how do we paskin? So machlok is a bain brach. We paskin like the stomach of the Gemara that for the Ashras lo pligi. And we also paskin, that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumos. We also write, the Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos, I hope he says, like the stomach of the Gemara, that bid the Ashras lo pligi. Elan shu omei ba'arth v'not l'chutz l'arit. So omei v'chutz l'arit v'not l'arit. Ko holik achar ha'ikar. Everything follows the ikar. Bid the Ashras lo pligi. But if it's low ashrus, then it's a machlok zabayim rava, basar nakbo, basar nofo. And we expect to follow rava, because we always follow rava except for yal kigam, in which case we should follow the nof, which is what the Rambam paskins. Atzus nakbo, shayibo zerush, lo hishrish, lo shtarish. Vaya nakbo, barz, nofo, chutzlar, tochanakra, nof. Okay, no big surprises there. What is the only thing that is a little interesting is the question of what is the svara, the yisod of the machlok zabayim rava? And why bid the ashrush lo pligi? So if here we would ask why Abaye says, we're talking about svaros. Why does Abaye say basar nukbo? Why does Rava say basar nofo? And why bid the ashrush lo pligi, everyone agrees, we go basar shrushin. Right? Everyone agrees you follow the roots if it's rooted in the ground. But if not, then Abaye says basar nofo, and Rava says basar nofo. What's the svara here? So the Ramban explains they're all arguing on science. What's the magic word they're arguing about according to the Ramban? Someone tell me the magic word.
Metzias.
Okay, the Metzias of what?
Yanika.
Yanika, exactly. They're all arguing about Yanika, says the Ramban, in Vav Metzia, and that sugya of the garden, which is more complicated, which is not getting into it. Ramban says, nope, it's a machlokas. In science. Okay, someone will say, did Chazal argue about science? Did they not? So if you want, you can say they argue about science. If you want, they didn't argue about science. They argue about how Halacha recognizes science. Fine, lo chpatli. But what's the machlokas? Let's read the Ramban. Says the Ramban, Rava sover me avirika yanki. Yanika derives nutrients. Rava says it derives nutrients through the air. Since the nof is hanging out, here's the nof, over the soil of Chutz Laretz. I'm not sure I understand exactly how this works scientifically, but then again, I haven't asked a scientist. Normally, we'd think, I don't know, when I went to elementary school, they taught me that how do plants derive nutrients? They derive nutrients from their roots, which are in the soil. They derive nutrients from the soil. However, what is Rava saying? Therefore, what does Abaye say? Abaye is Pashut. Abaye is Pashut. He says
plants with leaves, they have photosynthesis, they pick up from the sun, and they pick up from the air carbon monoxide and the carbon dioxide converted. They're things do grab from their branches, their leaves.
Aha, what you're saying is not from the soil underneath their branches, but from the air and the sun where their branches are. That's interesting. I'm not sure if that would work all over Shas, because often they assume it only works if there's soil underneath, not if there's metal underneath or plastic underneath. But I hear the Taina. So Rabbi says the Iker Yanika is me. Well, let me just not. The Iker Yanika is. No. The Iker Yanika is.
Oh,
from the roots. The Iker Yanika is from the roots and the trunk, right? From the roots, from the bottom of the, where it's in the soil. And what does Rava say? Here's the magic word in the Ramban. Me'avira kayanki. No. The Iker Yanika is through the air. Okay, what it means, Yanika, through the air. So I think for many Mefarshim, it sounds like the Yanika is like the nutrients come from the soil up through the air somehow to the branches. We're not sure that works scientifically, so Morty gave a nice hesber. Maybe the Iker Yanika is from the photosynthesis, meaning from the light and from the air. Literally, Me'avira kayanki. So where is the Iker Yanika? Is it growing from the light and air of Chutz La'aretz, or from the soil of Eretz Yisrael? Okay, that is the machlokes Abayin Rava. And why did the Asher Shlo Pligi? Because no, in this case, if it's Nishtarish, and certainly the way Rashi says, if it's Nishtarish Bekarka, then the Kuli Alma Iker Yanika is from the roots and the soil of where it's standing. Look, if it's like a normal kind of tree or plant that's rooted in the actual ground, everyone agrees that's the Iker Yanika. Give me a break. Just if it's a funny kind of plant that doesn't actually have roots in the ground, then where's the Iker Yanika? Is the Iker Yanika from the air of the branches? Or is the Iker Yanika from the soil where the roots are, the small tiny roots that haven't actually reached the actual planet Earth yet? That is Machlokas by Rava. So they argue about where it's Yonik from. Okay, that's one way to understand it. They argue where it's Yonik from. However, if we read Rashi carefully, okay, I gave you a leading question. What did I write? Does Rashi agree with Ramban? Raise your hand if you think Rashi and our sugya sounds like the Ramban. Raise your hand if you think Rashi and our sugya does not sound like the Ramban. Okay, Isaac. Isaac just volunteered. Great. So Isaac, where does Rashi and our sugya not sound like the Ramban?
I think what he says, when he says by the Asher's Kloyama lo plige, right, he says that right, when it comes to there, so Rava's going to be moded to Abaye. Why? Because it's Mechubar Mamish Ba'aretz, which sounds like the issue for Rava beforehand was not that there was no Yanika, but it's that it wasn't actually coming from the ground. There was no Chibur.
Aha. So Rashi, I think this is a good start. What does Rashi say? Here he said his Lashon is Mechubar Mamish. What's Lashon? Mechubar Mamish Ba'aretz. He doesn't focus on Yanika and deriving nutrients, but rather on attachment. Although, if I wanted, I'd say he means like the Ramban. He means since it's attached, it derives a lot of nutrition. Okay, but you're right. That's a good first step. Who wants to add a second step in Rashi? Another Rashi? Look at Rashi from the beginning of this. Not from the beginning, but Rashi to Rassel, Basar Nukvos Linan. How does Rashi explain Abaye Basar Nukvo? Shemisham hu yonek v'chaye v'maser. It's yonek from the Nekev, right? He says Yanika is from the roots and the soil. But then what does he say for Abaye? We expect him to say, like, what does Ramban then say for Abaye? For Rava, sorry. But Rava says it's Yonek from the Avir. What does the Rashi say? We'd expect him to say, if he just said Abaye holds its Yonek through the Nekev, then what should Rava say? And it's Potter from Meiser Min HaTorah B'chutz La'aretz. It's Potter B'chutz La'aretz. Why doesn't he say anything about Yanika? Now you could say, and he means it's Yonek from the Avir. But he's leaving a lot out. If you just take, and here I agree with Isaac, you could if you really wanted to, if you wanted to take out power tools, you could squeeze into Rashi, the Ramban. But Rashi could have said, he says Yanika in one place. Abaye is about Yanika. He could have said, and Rava disagrees about Yanika. And with the Ashrosh, it's a different Metzias of Yanika. But he doesn't. Here, what does he say? Here he says, Potter, Bechutz La'aretz, why doesn't he say where it's Yonik from? So, I think that Rashi means what Reb Chaim here says. And if you looked in the back, I know last time everyone had trouble finding the Mayim Chaim. But I assume after last time everyone found him in the end, this time they knew where to find him, right? Again, I have an old-fashioned shas, so they put each Achron in the back separately, and then he's after the Meloha Roim, who's after the someone who's after the Maritz Chayas. In the new ones, they have this Likud, and they just put everyone in order, but it doesn't matter. The Maim Chayim says basically the same Mahalach as Reb Chaim, so I think that this, actually, it's not Reb Chaim. It's the Grach HaLashas, but this Grach HaLashas is not Reb Chaim, right? Remember, the Grach HaLashas is notes of Talmida. But this Grach HaLashas at the end says, Mea Griz Zatzal. It's from the Griz. And this Grach HaLashas is found verbatim, just greatly expanded, in the Griz's Chibur on the Rambam. And in the Griz's Chibur on the Rambam says exactly the same thing as the Grach HaLashas. He just adds something, which makes me assume... And he doesn't say anything about quoting his father. So I think what they meant here is that this is not a Chiddush of Reb Chaim, it's just a Chiddush of the Griz. Right? When they put out the stencil, all there was the Reb Chaim on the Rambam. There was no other Griz, no other Reb Chaim or anything. So they put the Chiddush of the Griz also. So we're going to call it the Griz, even though it's on the Grach HaLashas, says Mea Griz Zatzal. And it doesn't say that he's quoting his father, Reb Chaim here. So here we have the Griz and the Mayim Chaim. Of course, the Brit Chaddush is 200 years before the Griz. But... we'll just put the Griz first because we have a family relation to him. Well, we're not, related by blood to the Pre-Chadash. The Griz and the Ma'an Chaim say, what's the Machlokas? The Machlokas is not a Machlokas in Metzias. It's a Machlokas in Din. What is Koveya, the status of the Peros? Right? So what is Koveya, the status of the Peros? So says Abaye, Yanika, determines the status of the Peros. Yanika, that's what Rashi said. It's Yonik. Everyone knows. Morty has a nice svara, photosynthesis, and all kinds of other fancy long words. But we all know Yanika means where it gets nutrients from the soil. That's classically what we view as the Yanika of a plant. And that's why it makes a difference if it's Nukov, Enu Nukov, etc. So Yanika determines the status of the Peros. And it's Yonik from Eretz Yisrael. Yanika is Basar Nukbo. However, what does Rava argue? Rava, if you look at Rashi's golden lashon, Rashi says that Abaye says Mishamu Yonek, and Rava says Brosar Nofos Lino Patrim and Amaisim Nator Bichotzlaritz Bichotzlaritz. What is Rav Chaim? Sorry, what is the Griz? He doesn't quote Rashi. What is the Griz and Mayim Chaim are both saying in the Rambam, right? They're both saying the Fiyah Rambam. They're both saying it in Rambam. Mestama, there's some other Achron who points out that it's Meduyik and Rashi. It's so obvious. I'm sure there are many Achronim who point it out, and I'm sure they're all found in Chaim's and Sifta, but it doesn't matter. Right? Everyone should have afterwards come and pointed out that it's Meduyik and Rashi as well. What does Rashi say? Rashi says no. The location. The location of the Peros. Determines the status of the Peros. Don't give me this nonsense that Yanika from the Nof. I'm not interested in Yanika from the Nof. No, there's no Yanika from the Nof. Yanika is from the trunk, from the roots. Rather, what does Rava argue? Rava argues fundamentally, says, you think we determine the status of payrolls based on where they get their nutrients from. Not true. We determine the status of payrolls based on where they are. And the payrolls are on the nose. If the payrolls are in chutzlar, they're putter. If so, then, however, why would everyone agree with the ashrash? And here's where Chaim says his real chiddush. Again, the Mayim Chaim, the Chiddush is the same thing. Why would the ashrash lo pligi? The answer is that for Abaye it's pashut, but even the Rava Bibachuber Mamish. Now here he uses the Shas concept. It's a little tricky when the Griz uses this concept because we don't always paskin like this for all halachic purposes. But it doesn't matter. He's not necessarily paskin like this way for all halachic purposes. But at least for this halachic purpose, but mechuber mamish, it's a din like what we call shadi nofo. Basar ikaro, meaning, what does that mean? We throw the branch after the ikar, meaning if something's mamish attached to the ground, it's as if it's all located where it's attached to the ground. Right? If I build a big building, and out of the building comes a little fire escape. Where is that fire escape located? Let's say the fire escape, I build a big building in Brooklyn, and the fire escape hangs over the line, it's in Queens. Now the fire escape's also in Brooklyn. Give me a break, where's this fire escape located? It's located where it's attached to the ground. And even if the fire escape happens to be over the borderline in Queens, it's really, its address is Brooklyn. I pay Arnona to Brooklyn on the fire escape, because Shadi Nofos Rikor, the location is determined by where it's attached to the ground. When do Abaye and Rava argue when it's not attached to the ground? When something's not attached to the ground, Rava says go by the location of the payrolls, and Abaye says go by the yanika of the payrolls. But when something's attached to the ground, there's no machlokas. The yanika is where it's attached, and the location is where it's attached. Because even if something sticks out horizontally, its location is where it's attached to the ground. That's the chiddush, but the ashrus lo pligi, according to Reb Chaim, equals.
The Griz.
The Griz, thank you. It's located where it's attached to the ground. Okay, that's a totally different way of reading our sugya. So we have two ways of reading our sugya. Again, Abaye should be the pashtus, but we don't hold like him. Yeah, it derives nutrients from the roots. Why would Rava argue? So for Ramban, Rava argues because he thinks it gets more nutrients from the branches. But for the Ashrash, everyone agrees the ikar nutrients are the roots. But for the Griz, the Mayim Chaim doesn't explicitly say what Abaye holds. The Griz is much clearer what Abaye holds and what Rava holds. For the Griz, no. Abaye holds you go by the Anika. Rava holds you go by the Makom. And the makom is wherever they are, unless it's attached to the ground. If it's attached to the ground, just like the anika is from the roots, the makom is also through the roots. Because whatever is mamish attached to the ground, its makom is where it's attached to the ground. That's the din called shadi nofo basri karo in all of Shas. And even if we don't paskin like it for Iron Miklat and other things, we might paskin like it for trees, for plant material. Now, this, why does this work well? This works well for the Rambam because we discussed this once, right? We discussed this in Shir 24. I think it was Makor Sheet 23 by the time we got to a Shir 24, unlike our current minhag of trying to keep up with the Makor Sheets. Hopefully that'll last. The Rambam and Thomas Ochlin had a famous machlokas with everyone else about this case of Kishus Shenata Be'atzitz. What was the case of the Kishus? What things this work well according to the Rambam? Let us just mention, where is this meduyak three ways in the Rambam, right? We want to be meduyak, the Griz's pshat in the Rambam. We want to make the Rambam meduyak like our pshat and Rashi. So one is Tumas Ochlin, the famous case of the Kishus. What was that famous case? The Kishus, Tosos mentions it. But of course, Tosos mentions it from the complete opposite. Tosos is the Kashan Arsugya, but he's coming from the complete opposite Derech of the Rambam. Because he has the Raivit and everyone else's pshat in the Bryce of Kishus, and not the Rambam pshat. Kishus, Shinata, Ba'atzis, Vigdila. you plant it in an atzitz and it grows out over the atzitz. Even though it goes over the atzitz and hangs over the ground, it's still mechuber, it's not mekabel toma. And the Ravid says, and everyone else in the world says, what's the case? The case is, one, the kishus. What's the case? For the Shari Shonim, there's no nekev. The kishus is growing. Once it grows out, now it's mechuber. What it's saying is that when it was in the pot, it wasn't mechuber, and it was mekabel tuma. Once it grows out of the pot, now it's mechuber. Why? Because it's yonek from the ground, not like Mori said. Here, clearly, you're assuming yonek from the ground, not from the air, because it has to be mechuber lekarka, right? It's yonek from the ground outside here. How is it mechuber? Because of this. Yanika. That should say Yanika. Because it has a Yanika from the ground outside. Okay, that's exactly what everyone else's Pshat and Rava is, right? But what's the Rambam's Pshat and Kishos? The Rambam says Afalpi, not Kavan. The Rambam says, obviously you have to say it is an Otzitz Nukov. It grows. And the Rambam says, even so, it's still mechuber. That's the machlokas. The Rambam says, af alpi. And the Shari Shonim say, like the Ravid, Kavan. They don't say Kavan, they just interpret that way. The Ravid says Kavan. So the Rambam says, even though it grows out, it's still Mechubber. Meaning it was Mechubber to start with. Even though it grows out, it's still Mechubber. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam's obviously saying there is no Yanika through the airspace. Growing out of the pot doesn't make it more Mechubber. You would have a half mean, it makes it less Mechubber. Because now it's not so connected to the hole anymore. Because it's so big. But even though it grew out of the pot, it's still mechuber. So what's the machlok? Because everyone else thinks there's yunika through the air. And the Rambam thinks there's no yunika through the air. That fits the pshat of the Rambam versus the Ramban versus everyone else on our sugya. Meaning, all the other Rishonim think there is yunika. Derech Avir. And the Rambam seems to think, no, there is no Yanika Derech Avir. It just means, even though it's in the air, and now it's very big and not so connected to that hole anymore, since it still starts that hole, it's still Mechuber Lekarka. So that's one good raya from the Rambam that you have to read, he has to read Rava, the way the Mayim Chaim. The Mayim Chaim brings this raya, right? Not me. The Mayim Chaim brings this raya. This is the Mayim Chaim's Raya. The second Raya is the Grizz's reason. The truth is that if you would read the Rambam carefully, not just the way he quotes the Rambam, it's not so poshut that he has a good basis, the Grizz. But the Grizz makes the following diuk. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that a tree is yonek for 16 amos radius around its trunk. The trushim go underneath under the ground 16 amos. Therefore, what's the machlokes that the Grizz points out correctly shouldn't concern us? Well, points out maybe shouldn't concern us. If you look in the Grizz and the Rambam, he says not so pashut. He says, Ula, if I recall correctly, says if you plant your tree near the borderline of your neighbor's field, you can't bring bikurim because it's not didn't grow in your land. It also grew from his land, and therefore it's not from your land. And Rav Yochanan says you can bring Bikurim. It is from your land because Yoshua made a tnai in Eretz Yisrael that everyone gives everyone else the right to have their roots derive sustenance, derive nutrients from his land, and therefore it was all your land because you had the right to put your roots there because Yehoshua ben Nun gave you that right when he split off the Nachla among Bnei Israel. Fine. But everyone agrees that. Where did it grow from? It grew from a 16 amma radius. Says, and therefore says the Avrama in Bava Basra, if I plant a tree next to the borderline of Chutz La'aretz, then some of the roots are in Chutz La'aretz, and if some are the roots are in Chutz La'aretz, then all the fruit is Mitzas Tevel and Mitzas Chulin, right? There's no Tzunma, so Rav Shimon and Leo would agree to Rabbi, it's Mitzas Tevel, Mitzas Chulin. Anyone who has a farm, not a farm, an orchard rather, within 16 amos of the international border, his fruits are Mitzas Tevel, Mitzas Chulin. Okay, Seder. However, the Grizz claims the Rambam never said that. True, the Rambam never said it explicitly. Some people say the Rambam meant it, and therefore the Grizz has no deal. But the Rambam just says, Elon that's only Ba'aretz v'notel chutzlaretz, and Elon that's in Eretz Yisrael, but the branches go to chutzlaretz. Usually, here's a good point. The branches, you ever see a tree that the branches go more than 16 amos horizontally? I've never seen a tree that the branches go longer horizontally than 16 amos. I never heard of any tree in the world where the branches can go 16 amos sideways. Yeah, they can go 16 amos high in the air. 6 to 8 meters. 8 meters, according to the minimal chat. You ever see a tree where the branches go 8 meters sideways? That's a lot.
Yeah, with grapes. With grapes.
There they are.
Here, and I put the hadlaya 20 feet away.
Ah, that's true. With grapes, because you put them there. That's a good point.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. I take it back. In any case, so the Grizz doesn't have such a good diuk. But we'll give him his diuk anyway just to see what he says. Says the Grizz, how come the Rambam didn't say if it's within 16 amos, it's pebble b'chulim u'rodin zebazeh? That's the Grizz's diuk in the Rambam. Now other people say he has a bad diuk. The Rambam did say that. He said if some of the roots are in chutzlar, it's different. And that means if it's within 16 amos. But the Grizz, he understood the Rambam. He understood Piresh for Rambam, Afilu Ilan Hanatua Toch Ted Zion Ama Ligvol Eretz Yisrael Chayav Kulo Trumas and Maestros, the 100% Chaim Trumas and Maestros. Oh, why? Some of its Shrushim are in Chutz La'aretz. So, explains the Grizz. No. According to Abaye, who goes by Yanika, you would have a good question. But we don't follow Abaye. We follow Rava. What's Pshanim with the Ashros? Says the Grizz. That depends. Says the Grizz. Lefi Abaye. Did the Ashrush equals Yanika. And therefore, here you have Yanika Michutz La'aretz the Eretz Yisrael Mi'uravim. And therefore, it should be Tevel V'chulin Mi'uravim. But we don't paskin like Abaye. We paskin like Rava. According to Rava, why does Bida Ashrush make a difference? Bida Ashrush equals location. And what does that mean? If something is rooted in the planet Earth, it's located. What? It's located where the roots go underground? No, it's located where it's attached to the ground. Meaning, Hamakom, who Makom Hachibur Lakarka. That's the difference between the Ramban's Bida Ashrush and the Grizz's Bida Ashrush. Lefi Rava, of course, let's add a asterisk. according to the Ramban, everyone's concerned about Yanika. But the Ashrus, we follow the Yanika of the Shrushim, in which case, if some of the roots go underground to Chutz Laretz, it should be Tevel B'chulimu Ravin. But the Grid says, how does he defend the Ramban, the way he understood the Ramban? Ah, because for Abaye, but the Ashrus is about Yanika. For Rava, but the Ashrus is about location. It's located where it's attached to the ground. If it's attached to the ground in Israel, who cares where the roots go? Then it's considered Israeli. Humakam achibra lekarka, v'lachein kol demechuber, or let's say better. Shehageza, as long as the trunk is in Eretz Yisrael, chashiv Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Grizz says for the Rambam. If the trunk is in Israel and it hits the ground in Israel, who cares where the roots go underground? If it hits the ground in Israel, it's Israeli because the makom is the makom and comes out of the ground. And therefore, the Grizz says in Afkamina, according to Abaye, you go by Yanika, wherever the roots go underground, that's what it is. According to the Ramban, even according to Rava, the Ashrus, you go by Yanika and it should follow wherever the roots are under the ground. But according to the Grizz's shot and the Rambam and Rashi, I'm adding Rashi, not him, and Rava goes by the makom, not the yanika. The makom is not where the roots are underground. The makom is where it hits the ground, where it comes out of the ground. Just like my fire escape. I don't care if there's some pipe coming out of the basement of that apartment building that goes to Staten Island. I care where it comes out of the ground. Wherever it hits the ground, wherever is the makom chibur lekarka, that's its makom. And that's how he explains the Rambam. Okay, we only have one more minute. I'll just point out that it's a pasha that this Grachal HaShas is not Reb Chaim. Because the Reb Chaim that I put on the Makorah sheet is against this Grachal HaShas. Why? Because Reb Chaim is a kasha that, according to the Grizz, is obvious how to answer. That's only a kasha according to the Ramban's derech, not a kasha according to the Grizz's derech. What do I mean by that? The third diuk is that lefi the Grizz and the Mayim Chaim, and the Mayim Chaim says this explicitly and the Grizz doesn't. It's a tame to me why the Grizz doesn't say explicitly that he's answering his father's kasha from two halachas ago. But I don't know. Lefi HaGriz Umayim Chayim Mituratz Kushas HaGrach Al HaRambam. Because what kasha does the Grach ask on the Rambam? The Grach is the following kasha on the Rambam. There's a halacha that says if you export payrolls from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and you do Gemar Malach and Chutzlart, they're Pater from Trumas or Maestros. That's the din called Shama. Only Shama, only while they're in Israel, they're Chayiv. When you export them, they're Pater. So Reb Chaim asked the following Kasha. If you have a tree that's rooted and the branches, like Bida Ashros, if the branches hang out in the Chutzlarets, haven't you exported the Peiros to Chutzlarets? Shouldn't they be Pater? Because you've exported them to Chutzlarets. And Reb Chaim answers, no, but if you bring them back to Eretz Yisrael and then do the Gemar Malacha, then even though they're exported when they were growing, as long as you bring them back and do Gemar Malacha, there's no Chayiv. Okay, that's basically what the Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim's kasha is this. Why aren't the fruits putter? Because the fruits themselves were exported to Chutz La'aretz, because it grew over the line to Chutz La'aretz. According to the Grizz, of course that's not a kasha. That's Rava's whole shita is that they're putter because they're exported to Chutz La'aretz, but the low Ashrush. But with the Ashrus, they're not exported to Chutz La'aretz because it's as if they're in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Grizz, the Reb Chaim's kasha is, shouldn't they be potter? Because shouldn't Ashrus be potter because it's exported? According to the Grizz, of course not. The whole sheet of the Ashrus is that it's not exported because even though it looks like it's in Chutz La'aretz, it's really in Eretz Yisrael because Shadinofo Basari Karo, right? So that is another good proof. Again, it's a proof that Reb Chaim didn't hold like this Grizz, but it's another good proof that the Grizz had a good shot in the Rambam. So just to sum, what? Nothing. Okay, just to summarize, we had two ways of understanding Rava. One way is the Ramban's way, which is that Rava says the Yanika is from the Avir Be'ikr. The other is the Grizz of Mayim Chaim's way. He says we don't care about Yanika, we care about Makom HaPeiros. And that led to two ways of understanding why Rava's molded with the Ashrush. According to the Ramban, Rava's molded with the Ashrush because the Ikri Yanika comes from the roots if the roots are strong and rooted. And according to the Grizz and the Mayim Chaim, B'da Ashrush, we say Shadi Nofu Basri Karo, we view it as if the Makom of the Peros is in Eretz Yisrael, because when something's mamish attached to the ground, its Makom is where it's attached to the ground. And we had three rayas. This is a good shot in the Rambam. Number one was because the Rambam doesn't hold from Yanika from the Avir, because he says when the Kishus grows out of the pot, that doesn't make it more Mechubber. It makes it a Havmina being less Mechubber. Number two, because the Grizz understood the Rambam that even if it's 10 amos away from the border and some of the Shrushim go under the border, it's still not Tevel B'chulim Ravin. It's all Tevel, because we don't care about Yanika. We care about the Makom, and the Makom isn't where the roots are underground. The Makom is where it comes out of the ground. And number three, Rav Chaim asked on the Rambam, but the Ashrush, why shouldn't it be Potter, because it was exported to Chutz Laretz, because it grew over the line? So the Grizz, no problem. That's the whole Chapa, but the Ashrush, that even though it grew over the line, Shadi Nofer Basri Karo, and it's really within the line, and it's really not exported. Okay, we'll have to go on in the Gemara, Mitzvah Hashem, next time. Have a great day, everyone. If anyone wants to ask questions, please feel free. And if not, then please feel free to go to lunch.
I have an unrelated question.
Uh-huh.
On your other halacha series, what is do we have any idea why they changed the burial habit of letting the body rot and then taking the bone?